Blog Talk Radio.
Certain kitty kitty who's sleeping with mommy tonight.
What?
Yikes.
Joe. Joe Flynn. Mr. Yo, Joe of them all. Today is your birthday.
Yes, it is. Today is my birthday.
I had Southmark birthday on my switchboard, and I thought that was Southmark's wishing you a happy birthday, and I wanted to play that especially for you, but all we got was All Night Divine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Thank
you so very much. And thanks, everybody who's been posting off of my Facebook page. It's been wild. It's scary. But, yeah, I've been up since, like, about 8-something-ish California time replying to people who have wished me a happy birthday on and off through the whole day. So, thank you, everyone.
Welcome.
And you didn't know that I knew that it was your birthday, and I was trying to play you a little happy birthday tribute song.
Thank you. Hey, it happens. It's live radio, internet. Anything is possible, you know. I may just not, you know, I don't know. It's just been a fun day. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Francie. Thanks to our special guest, Jonathan Moody.
Also, yes, hey, man. Happy birthday, dude.
Thank you, Jonathan. Of course. Now, go ahead, Francie. It's all about you right now.
I would definitely like to say happy birthday, Joe. We love you. Everybody, You know, everybody that knows you loves you. It's like,
yes,
it's not a love-hate thing. It's not like everybody that I've talked to that has met you, everybody's like, I love Joe. I love Joe.
Well,
it's like,
yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope so, America. No, I'm joking.
That's a really, really, and truly good thing that you should know, because everybody loves you. And we do have Jonathan A. Moody, and we also have Tom Sawyer on. Tom, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Joe's birthday.
Yeah, Tom Ewan wished me a happy birthday, and did Nicholas Grabowski and so many other wonderful people that if I was to mention every single person, this show would be here until next week.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. It'd be like, Francie would be going like, Jonathan Moody, you got anything to say? And Jonathan would be like, wasn't I supposed to be on last week? Yeah, sorry about that. Should have just kept rambling about birthdays. And
I gotta give credit out to Jonathan. I mean, Super Bowl Sunday.
Where is currency going? This is the question.
Do the show.
Francie, come closer to the telephone so we can hear you a little better.
What?
There you go. You were talking very softly, and it was like, huh?
Really? I was screaming at the top of my lungs. No,
okay.
I'm really happy, because when we set the show with Jonathan A. Moody, I was like, you know, holy cow, I forgot that this Sunday night, which is tonight, was Super Bowl Sunday. I was like, do you want to compete with that? He was like, I got this. You know, he was like, kind of like, you know, like, nah,
yeah.
Super Bowl Sunday, I got this. I was like, okay, we're going to do it. So this is really cool. And we're Jonathan, I know you're there.
Yep, I'm here.
Yes,
we're
yes.
also competing with Joe Flynn's birthday, so why?
Yeah, well, it's all good. That's why I'm here, because I've known Jonathan for a while, since via MySpace and Facebook, and been supportive of Jonathan's work and stuff like that, and, you know, hey, I wouldn't be anywhere else unless, you know, the world ended or there's a major earthquake or a tsunami, you know, any kind of disaster that would cause my phone not to work. Other than that, yeah, I'm here.
And we got Tom Sawyer, we got everybody on board, and we got another caller. I'm about to pick up on it. Okay, wait a minute. 1 second. Joe,
okay.
Super Bowl tonight. I know you watched it.
Yes.
Tom, did you watch the Super Bowl?
Of course. It's a national holiday to me.
How many hits did Cam Newton take tonight? I think he took more hits tonight than he did the whole season. What happened?
I don't know. Michael Orr, who that movie The Blind Side was about, played like he was blind on that side.
Oh, you did too.
It was kind of like,
it was almost like watching the Lions play.
Never seen Cam Newton hit the ground so many times. It's like, you know, usually during the football games, within like 2 minutes, Carolina's already intercepted the ball and they made a touchdown. They had nowhere to run.
What happened
to the Carolina Panthers tonight?
Well, supporting cast again dropped some balls, and their fullback fumbled, and so they were dropping balls left and right, really. So he had really no help.
Yeah, and you're sitting there, and you're thinking, and you're watching, and you're like, oh, interception, run, run. But at the same time, did you guys see that one where the Broncos, like, they caught the football, and it's like, boom, Carolina Panther,
yep.
I hit the ground. It was like hitting who are you guys rooting for? And if you don't say Carolina, I promise not to hold it against you.
I was just wanting a good game because I like both teams.
Yeah.
Kind of like last year.
Yeah. And unfortunately, I was going for the only West Coast team, so Denver was my pick. So.
You West Coasters. Which when they played the New England Patriots,
yeah.
I was totally all about, you know, the Broncos beat Tom Brady, and they did.
Yeah.
So
okay.
And then so I do like the Broncos, but I was raised in South Kakalaki. You know,
yeah.
I'm South Carolina Panthers. I think that Newton had a great career this year. And, you know, I'm really proud of him. I think that he led that Carolina Panthers. He's a great quarterback.
Yeah,
and I was
he
hoping
is.
He is the future of the NFL.
belongs there. And
okay.
I think that he had a great season.
Good
and
job.
You're a good boy.
Yeah, well, there we go.
You're a good boy.
But,
good boy.
But of course, tonight our show is definitely all about Mr. Jonathan A. Moody and whatnot. And so, you know, Jonathan's on the phone with us, and anyone else on that phone line? Maybe John?
Yes, we do.
Could it be John? Let's see who it is, and then we'll get into Jonathan.
Area code 814, your life.
It's me.
And there it is.
It's me.
It's the other. Okay, so let's get into it. We got Jonathan A. Moody live. And, you know, I got to tell you. I'm going to say this as a woman. And, Dawn, I'm sure you're going to say this too.
Okay, go for it.
Easy on the eyes.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, see, Jonathan, I told you.
What?
You're easy on the eyes. I mean, you're like,
okay,
you hold that samurai sword.
You like that picture?
Yeah. Jonathan.
Oh, yeah, they like the fish.
Well, thank
Jonathan,
you.
Jonathan,
yes.
You are very easy on the ice. And
well,
I know
you.
That you got a lot of female fans on Facebook.
I don't know about that, but, you know, I mean, it's, you know, I've got fans, I guess, you know, some.
Yeah. And what do you say to those female fans that say, hey, Jonathan?
I guess, you know, I say, hey, back. I don't know.
Hey.
I'm really not one of those. I get very bashful, you know,
in other words,
whatever.
You're embarrassing him.
It's okay.
And, well, you know, Dawn, I mean, because the first time that Jonathan was on the show, and I'm like, hey, you know, you're easy on the eyes. And he was like, hey. So now I got a second opinion as a female. So what do you think, Dawn?
I agree with you.
Oh, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, see, and you've already hit the first step.
Yeah.
So, Jonathan, what's been going on with you of late?
Well, I don't know. We just started, like my producing partner, Tiffany Armstrong, and I have been back and forth trying to get... We're trying to get Echo Lake Massacre finished. That's one of our big things. And so scheduling has been like a nightmare. And plus money has been a nightmare, or lack thereof. And then we've got, we're also going to be doing two segments for 60 Seconds to Die, which is like the sequel to 60 Seconds to Die. Yeah, with two in the number. And so we're going to be doing two 1-minute segments for that. So that'll be fun.
That's very nice. Go ahead, Tom. Got a, or Francie.
Oh, okay. Oh. I got to ask you, I mean, what makes you, like, if you're, like, reading the Sunday comics, or reading the newspaper, and you're like, because you're, I know your mind works constantly, like, oh my gosh, this could be a great movie, or oh my gosh, this could be a great story, right?
Right. I mean, it usually, it doesn't even come like that way. I don't like read something and think it'll be a great story. Usually I... When I write, I kind of like brainstorm things and then I come up with titles first, usually. My first short film, Blackout, was basically the idea of like, I thought of the title Blackout and I thought, what could I do with that? And then kind of decide, oh, it was about a guy who blacks out, gets drunk, and or he gets drunk, blacks out, and kills his girlfriend, and then she comes back to haunt him. You know, so,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's actually kind of cool because I've talked, you know, because Nicholas Grabowski has Black Betchy books and everything, and I'm hearing from authors, and what they're thinking is, oh my gosh, if, like, a couple of times I've heard, oh my gosh, if Bill Murray was directing Traffic, you know, and I mean, I didn't, they've never said that, but they're like, okay, so we got to put a character. So that's actually kind of cool because you're actually a filmmaker and you're thinking in the opposite direction. That's actually kind of badass.
I guess.
I hope you know what I'm talking about. Like,
well, I just think it's just my process. I mean, everybody has a different process. Some people. I was just gonna say. Well, some people do exactly what you're saying. They will look at a newspaper clipping or something, and they'll say, "Oh, that'll make a great idea for a movie." My mind usually doesn't work that way, but sometimes it does. I mean, it depends. I mean, if I were writing for, like, Law and Order or something like that, then, yeah, my mind would go on to recent events that, you know, that's happening right now and everything. But usually it's just kind of titles go into my head, and then I just kind of work with that.
I think that's actually a really cool way that you're going. Because you're actually thinking outside of the box. Like, you know, I'm not going to say Bill Murray's going to play this role or, let's face it, Christopher Walken. I mean, you're not saying, I want this person to do it. I'm going to do it my way.
Right. I had a actress who I was talking to, and I said, to her, what kind of role would you like to play? And she gave me, like, just kind of two ideas, you know, that she had. So I mixed them together and you know, wrote in, like, you wrote this idea in, like, 3 minutes and sent it to her. And she was like, oh, my God, like, that sounds awesome, you know? And I was just like, that's what I do, you know?
I can see you like in the interview, and you're like dropping the mic and going, "That's what I do," and you like stuff your shoulder pad, your shoulders along the way. Like, no, that's really awesome. I think that's great because you're going in there with confidence and saying, "Look, this is what I want. Okay, this is what I'm going to do," and you're going to be like, okay, and you drop the mic. I think that is great. And I've known you for, wow, at least a couple of years, and, you know, and you've progressed.
Oh, thank you.
You're moving forward. You're not taking baby steps behind. You're taking giant steps ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I love that you're doing that because I, you know, Joe, and I'm sure Joe has great words to say about you too.
Sure.
You're moving ahead. You're not the one on the couch saying, oh, I wish I could do this. No, you're going out and doing it.
Thanks. Jonathan, my question is going to be a simple one. What's harder for you, being the filmmaker or the writer of the script?
Ooh.
Probably the filmmaker. Writing is just kind of a natural process for me. It's being the filmmaker and actually putting things together. The funny thing is, I was just talking to my friend, my co-writer, Lewis, Lewis Leslie, and I showed him for the first time Scary Story Slumber Party, my first feature. And, I mean, it's great for what it is because it's my first feature, but there are a lot of things that, you know, as a filmmaker, I wish I could have gone back and changed. Even as a writer, I wish I could have gone back and changed. But seeing it to somebody and sending it to somebody who I know is very critical and very, you know, I was so scared. And he actually, oh, my goodness, he just gave me an earful a second ago, right before the show. And I was like, oh, damn it, I shouldn't have sent it to him before the show.
All right. You should have waited until after and then get the earful later.
I know. Let me enjoy this moment for a little bit and not have that, like, on my mind. But I had to get that out. You know, especially, and I can't make excuse. You can't make an excuses as a filmmaker because there's no back button for anything. Like, if you film something, it's there. It's done. It's finished. You know, you put it out. People are going to, you know, sometimes people are going to like it, and some people are really not going to. And they're not going to like the acting or the direction or the writing or whatever. And so, I mean, you know, it's hard sometimes to kind of look at that because, you know, knowing my excuses that I don't want to make is we have three actresses. Well, we actually have four actresses originally set for Scary Story Slumber Party. And then the fourth actress left. She during the shooting of it, she said she had to go pick somebody up, and I said, okay, and then she never came back. And we had to restart and do everything all over from the, you know, very second. And it was, it was scary because a lot of the acting got cut because the writing got cut and changed and everything. And so, you know, I give them, the actresses we have, big props for what they did for what, like, we had in the time period that we have. We only had, like, you know, 6 hours or something to shoot, like, 10 minutes of a movie, which doesn't sound like, you know, sounds like that's, you know, whatever, but actually that's a lot, you know?
Yes.
And so we had to kind of put together what we could, and so I'm not really happy, you know, I don't think the actresses are very happy with what they were, with what they did, but I'm happy seeing it finished, you know, and everything, and out there, and, you know, I give those ladies props for being able to pull it in there and do everything last minute. I mean, we started with the photo shoot, which was the biggest mistake, because when the girl left, we had to go reshoot the photo shoot too, the poster and everything. And it's just, it was probably
nightmare.
One of the, yeah, it was a nightmare. As a filmmaker, that's a nightmare. As a writer, it was a nightmare too, because I had to cut a lot of things and a lot of cool stuff that I wanted to do with it. And so, I mean, you know, and I understand, I'm never planning to work with that actress again, but however, you know, it is what it is. You know, it happened, it's over. You know, I got what I could out of the movie, and I enjoy it. You know, I rewatched it tonight so I could talk to you guys a little bit more about it, but, you know.
Go ahead, Francie.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, I know exactly what you're feeling because, you know, you're expecting somebody and it's not going to happen. And I feel you on that. Like, we were expecting to have, you know, I hope this is, you know, on the same level, but, you know, we were hoping to have certain guests, Joe. You know what I'm talking about. And you're expecting, like, something magical, and it doesn't happen. And so I feel you on that.
Well, yeah, and as a radio show host myself, I know that completely too. Like, you bring on guests, or you ask guests to come on, and they either don't show up or whatever. The worst situation that happened to me in that aspect actually became a blessing later on, was that unfortunately I was supposed to have the amazing actress Christine Lakin on my show from Step by Step. And the first night that we had her on, that we were going to have her on, she fell asleep and her husband didn't wake her up. And that's because she needed sleep. And I was worried and I was scared. I thought she had, like, completely dissed me or whatever, and I didn't know what was going on. And then Christine, contacted me and told me, oh, my God, please call me tonight. Here, call me tomorrow. Let's talk. I'm so sorry about this. She gave me her number. I called her, and I said, well, why don't we do the interview today if you have time? And she said, great. And so I couldn't get Morgan on that show, so I asked if my co-host Morgan, if she didn't mind doing, like, a Let's Talk Acting, too, on, like, the next night. And she said, yeah, that's fine. And so I got her for two shows because, you know, there was a mess up, you know, in the first show.
It happens.
So,
oh, yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
It, you know, it's like... Ahead,
yeah, I was going to say, Jonathan, why don't you tell everybody where they can hear your show?
Well, it's also on Blog Talk Radio. It's called The Independent Corner. Though, this will be, keep telling people, letting people know, this will be the last year that it will be on Blog Talk Radio. Starting, we're creating a website for it right now. We're about to register the domain name, and we're going to be creating a website for actual regular podcast stuff of it, like, you know, already done podcasts and stuff. And later, that's going to be in, like, October, that all that's really going to start happening. We're also starting the Independent Corner TV stuff, where we're going to be doing, like, you know, video interviews and stuff like that.
Very nice.
Nope.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that is.
I mean, you're totally branching out.
Trying.
You know what our first canceled show was? It turns out that it was not going to happen.
Which
one? Are you ready for this one?
I'm ready.
Roddy Piper.
Oh.
We were Blog Talk Radio's number one pick of the day, and there was no Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's terrible. Joe, you were there for that.
Oh, yeah. You know, it happens. You know, trust me. It happens where, you know, I'm referring to other people as well and other shows where you have a guest and you're all excited about having this guest on, and all of a sudden at the last minute, sorry, can't do it, or, you know, like in the case of the Roddy Piper thing, it turns out the person who is supposedly representing him wasn't his agent at all.
Oh, wow.
You know, and it's sort of like, you know, and it happens. You know, there are people, you know, like at certain conventions
or whatever.
Go ahead, Francie.
Okay. No, Joe, you were making a very great point. It's kind of like, you know, if you go on IMDb, remember when we had Mom and Dick on the show?
Okay.
Those facts are not right. That's not my facts of life. And, you know, Jonathan, you got to do so much deep research. I mean, you know, people are going to say, no, I represent this person. And if you want this person on your show, you got to interview me first.
You guys want to hear my favorite story that I ever tell people about? All right, so I was so new to Blog Talk Radio. I thought, like, all you had to do was go on the IMDb Pro and look up and find, like, a big-time actor, and that they will come on your show and be excited or whatever. And so I'm at work. I'm excited. I'm, like, I look up Bob Saget information.
Yes.
And I'm like, I'm going to get Bob Saget on the show.
Bob Saget and I actually became pretty good friends.
Awesome. But so I look up his manager's, you know, information, and I find he only has, like, a phone number on it, right? So I contact the manager, and it's his cell phone. And so not his actual, like, work phone or whatever.
Oh, my. Right.
So I call the number up. I call the number up and I say, hi, this is Jonathan Moody for the Independent Corner Radio Show, and I'd like to interview Bob Saget. And he goes, how do you get this number? And I said, IMDb Pro. And he goes, okay, hey, you're supposed to email me all the information. And I go, I'm sorry, I didn't see your email on there. He was like, yeah, I'm going to have to get that fixed. And then he was like, here's my email address. Contact me through there only. Like, really rude.
Yeah.
And I was like, And
oh, damn.
I was going to say, well, I actually did get, I did send him an email and never heard back. Wasn't expecting that I would, you know.
No, that's the scary thing.
You
got to
remember, you know.
Go ahead,
when somebody, you know, sits there and is rude and obnoxious to you, odds are you don't want them people on your damn show anyway.
Well, no, I mean, yeah. Well, I didn't want the manager on the show, but I would love to get
Well, no, but if the manager is going to be rude and obnoxious to you, he's going to keep you from getting that person on your show anyway.
I got to tell you, before the new Star Wars, it was like 4 years ago, you know, I got Mark Hamill's. Everybody knows who Mark Hamill is.
Yeah.
Luke Skywalker, and I'm like, you know, I looked him up, and, you know, I got the manager, and she was like, oh, my gosh, you know, and this was like a year after I started. And by the way, we're at 222,000 listeners so far this year.
Nice.
Not a bad number.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, thank you.
122,000 listeners. And by the way, I just want to say thank you, Victoria Burke, for being on last week. But, you know, here's the thing. You know, I guess he was contacted by Disney, and he's going to be like, no, you're going to be in the Star Wars, and I'm talking to his agent, and she was like, I really want him on your show, and I can't get him on your show. He said no, and I'm like, whole new Star Wars, because he knew, you know, like, Francine Friends, what is that?
Well,
no.
It happens again. So, Jonathan, what about The Invited?
What about
short little film that you've done?
What would you like to know about it?
How did that come about?
How did that come about? Well, my
Is
friend Jackie Hall.
Blonde-haired guy?
Hold on, friend.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Jonathan.
Okay, my friend Jackie Hall and I, and you know Jackie, Joe.
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Hi, Jackie.
Jackie Hall and I, we were on the set of one of the movies that we were doing or something, or we were talking on the phone. I think we were talking on the phone, and I was pitching ideas for Scream Queen Campfire, and I said, because I wanted her to have a part in it, and I said, well, let's come up with something kind of, you know, ghost story-ish. And she told me this story that was like, you know, about, I think it was like a friend of hers or an uncle of hers or something. I always get it wrong. She always corrects me. So if she were here, she'd correct me right now. But like an uncle of hers invited like some spirits, or said that he went to the graveyard and you know, invited some spirits home. And the actual spirits actually came home to the house and started wrecking up havoc and stuff. And I said, oh, that'd be interesting. So I sent it to one friend, that idea, and my friend wrote this, like, darker version of The Invited, and I didn't like it. I always wanted it to be, like, more like a kids kind of thing, like a teen kind of show idea. So I started reworking it as an idea, and then my co-writer Lewis and I kind of fleshed it out, and we made The Invited, which was became like, we, so far we've done a pilot for it, and we're planning to do the rest hopefully soon.
Very cool. And good luck, Jackie, you know. So go ahead, Francie. Oh, Francie, you with us? Don? Tom?
I am.
Anybody?
I'm always here. I don't disappear like Francie does.
True.
Well, I might be disappearing soon because my phone's starting to die. So.
Tom.
Well, Jonathan, before Tom disappears into that long night, have you met Tom Sawyer yet, Jonathan?
Have we met Tom? Like, did we... I think we've been on a show together before. It might have been
We might have been.
You sound familiar, so I think you might have been on the last Francine Friends show that we had.
Yes, probably.
Probably, yeah. Just passing in the night, so to speak.
Hey, Tom, you feeling any better?
Yeah, a lot better. Oh, last week was terrible.
I'm glad to hear that.
I mean, I was so sick,
like
I couldn't even do any writing. Oh, I couldn't even do any writing. I just sit there and try to... It was like a wasted, lost 2 days, you know.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. But
well,
I'm pleased to announce that my last story for my collection of sci-fi stories called The Thing from Uranus is done, so...
Yay. Congrats.
You know.
Congrats, Tom.
That's great.
I had to go there.
I think this is kind of cool because Tom Sawyer thinks that you chose to be in that movie, and he isn't. Jonathan Lee Moody and Tom Sawyer. I mean, he's a brilliant mind too, and maybe in the future you guys can collaborate together.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah, it'd be fun. I mean, but I was going to say, Jonathan, I go, you know, it's kind of when you do your, I was going to say, you know, you have to be happy with your stuff. So it rests on, you know, my advice is just as, you know, probably as I would say a colleague in the arts would be, if you're happy with it, that's the main thing. If you're happy with your stuff, that counts first and foremost. So.
Well, you know, I mean, I always do love to hear constructive criticism, you know, and especially from my friends. I mean, I know they're not doing it to be mean, you know, or anything. I just, you know, sometimes, you know, it's part of your ego anyway as an artist. You want everybody to like your stuff, you know, no matter if people don't like it. There's some people who do. Like, a lot of people said they loved it. I had great reviews. I had one review that just completely bashed Scary Story Slumber Party. But then everything he was saying, I was just completely disagreeing with anyway. So I was like, well, I guess if he wanted to have made my movie, he should have made his own version or something, you know, like, or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
you
know, sometimes those who can't can do, and those who can't criticize. So, you know.
Well, right. I mean, everybody has the right to criticize.
Yeah, but you know what though? You always got one person out of a bunch that's just an asshole.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
definitely.
And they have nothing better to do but to say, "Oh, well, you know, that sucked," or whatever. You know, there's just one person always in a bunch that's got to be a loudmouth and be an asshole.
And unfortunately, there's more of them and they breed faster.
Yeah, no shit. You notice that?
Yeah.
Somebody that didn't. Oh, I'm so hooked on Yelp, you know.
What in the heck is she doing?
I don't know. Francie.
She's like going in and out, in and out.
Yeah, I know. But again, hey, Jonathan, I got a question. If you could work with anybody in the film industry, who would you want to work with?
That is a good question. Thought about this question a lot, but it always differs because there's always somebody I've been wanting to work with. I don't know. Well, one person I've met in real life that I, like, one day hope to work with is Serena Vincent from, like, Cabin Fever, and she's got, a Disney show now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So she's not just beautiful, but, like, in person, she's one of the sweetest people I've ever met.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm at two conventions.
Also, let's see. I'm trying to think, because... well, I also met Shalon Simmons from Tucker and Dale versus Evil, and she's really sweet. She actually had talked to me about a project, but I haven't been able to get it to her agent yet, and all this other stuff. And so we'll see.
By the way,
Talk about Serena Vincent. I should mention, happy birthday, Serena Vincent. Yes, we celebrate the same birthday.
Aww.
It's quite interesting. It's like, what? We have the same birthday? Oh, no. No, I'm just joking.
I share the same birthday as Rob Zombie.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm like, whoa, that's weird. We're both Capricorn,
okay,
so.
But check this out. You know who shares a birthday with me?
Who?
I share the same birthday
Edward
with Jack.
Edward the Glittery Vampire, yes.
Who?
Go ahead, Dawn.
Edward from the vampire movie.
Oh, Twilight?
Robert Pattinson?
Yeah, his birthday's May 13th also.
Nice.
Oh.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty
God
cool.
God bless you. God bless you.
Do you sparkle in the sunlight as well?
Okay, I dig the glitter on the vampires. I don't care what anybody says. It's cool.
I don't glitter.
I like the new twist on a vampire. I mean, hey, you know, you can't keep the same old vampires all the time. You gotta elaborate on it a little bit, you know?
Right.
Well, it opens up for other things. So I have a little vampire now. Yeah, you can kind of change it. And, you know.
John!
Hold on. Go ahead, Dom.
I want to know. I mean, you've done a lot. I mean, honestly, you have. I mean, everything that you've touched turns to gold.
I wouldn't say that, but.
No, it has. I mean, you're like the golden child.
Oh, thank you.
You've got ideas, you know, you're probably going to bed at night and you're like, oh, the world's like this. No, I want to make it like this. Do you not do that? Do you, you're getting sleepless nights and you're like, oh, I could do this.
I get really excited because my mind is more messed up than, you know, like my normal whatever. Like if I go to bed, I'll have like this really messed up dream or something.
Yeah,
and I'll
exactly.
be like, that would make a great movie.
Yeah, and you're going to wake up and you're going to decide and you're like, holy crap, that's what I just dreamed of.
I had this one recurring dream where I was on the set of Friday the 13th, some Friday the 13th, but it was like a Friday the 13th and you know, I'm being chased by Jason and then I fall and I'm about to get killed and then a director yells, cut. And then I wake up and I'm on the set of the movie and then all of a sudden people are getting killed off on the set of a Jason movie. And I was like, man, they need to make that happen.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
Because you don't know, like,
cool.
if the person is actually Jason or is just the stunt guy in a mask, you know? So
yeah.
it could be a really fun, like, twist on it or whatever on the whole thing. Because you're out in the middle of the woods. You're waiting to go to the next, you know, the next time, the next set. They're all on break for lunch and then, you know, you can make a whole movie that way. Unfortunately, I have no way of contacting the Friday 13th guys, and plus they wouldn't use my stuff. So I'm a nobody, you know. So right now, I'm a nobody.
Can you, like, create this little character that's maybe in the baseball mask?
Right. I mean, I could, but I think what makes that idea and that stuff much better than just – because then if I made it with just another character doing that, it would just be another – it would be a generic Friday the 13th ripoff. But if you did it as the Friday the 13th character, then that would be you know, that would be fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great idea.
About that, but I knew that you were that type of guy. You're like, okay, I'm trying to go to bed, and it's like, you know, you're sleeping, and you're like, oh, that would be so awesome. Like, you know, why not do this?
Right.
Why not do something? So I think with you personally, I think that maybe you should remember your dreams, and I bet you could create something so amazing. Because you already have.
Well, thank you.
Honestly, you have. I mean, you've got so many great characters there already.
Yeah,
and
no, thank you.
And vision. I mean, you know what you want. And I think that you're somebody that can reach that goal. You just got to find that perfect character.
Yeah, I mean, we're working on it. We've got a couple of projects in development that will kind of, you know, basically be original slasher movies and stuff, especially Scavenger, which has been in the works for so long. But Scott Tepperman will be, like, this guy, I think his name is Dylan Jackson in it. And it's a slasher film that basically is a serial killer in the woods style thing, but we try to make it different, and we have this nice little twist on it. Jessica Morris from Role Models and a bunch of different movies is set to be in it. So whenever we get the money for that,
I seen the video. Nick was letting me watch the video before the Super Bowl. He's pretty hot.
Which video?
Which video did you make me watch? Not make me watch. He didn't make me watch it. And the little blonde, curly hair guy.
The guy was gay and the girl was really pissed off because she was coming out to him. I just saw the first part and it was just the beginning, and then it turned out to be a movie within a movie, and then the real characters came on and stuff.
The Scary Story Slumber Party.
Yeah,
that was my first movie. It's an anthology film. So, yeah, it started off with the two, it started off in my first film that is on there is Bashed, which is basically a girl has a crush on a guy and falls in love, you know, is trying to kind of profess her love to him, but he's actually gay. And so she goes crazy on him. And it's a fun little thing we did. In fact, it was originally called Gay Basher. It was my original title for it. And all of the actors said no. They would not do a movie called Gay Basher. You know, just because they don't want that on their resume. And I said, all right. Because it was a funny title, but then it also gave it away, you know, or whatever. Gave that little twist away, like I just did. Then later on, I was like, well, we could just call it Bashed. And I was like, that's actually not a bad title for it. So
it's not a bad title.
I mean, see, that's how I work, though. Like I said before, it goes back to what I was saying before. My title, I came up with Gay Basher first as the title. And I was like, you know, what could I do with that where it's not actually about a gay bashing or something, you know? And I came up with this story in this woods and everything like that and, you know, and this little twist on it. And I was like, that's really funny. And then it got changed, which is fine, and it worked even better. So it just, you know, to me, that's how I work. I think that way.
Yeah.
Yes.
And are you, I mean, I don't want to, you know, are you kind of afraid, like, gay basher? I mean, considering the politically correctness at this time right now, and everybody's like, no, you don't say that word. And, you know, there's so many words. What do you have to say about that? Because me personally, I hate politically correctness.
Well, I mean, I do hate political correctness, and I hate, you know, people telling you you can't do something or you can't, you know, censorship. But you know, when it came to that particular thing, I was happy that got changed. But you know, most of the time, if I like something, I'll stand up for it. But I don't want to lose people I'm going to work with over it. So I will change things if I have to, you know. But if I have like complete and total control over something, and you know, and people are getting paid to come out and do this, then I'll stick by it. But
everything is such a cut dip. It's like, oh, I want to no. And you know, it's kind of like you want to touch it, and you're like, no, I'm not gonna touch that. I mean, everything. It's kind of like a, you know, everything is like cut and dry now. It's kind of like, no, I want to say something. No, I can't say that. You know?
Right.
What do you think of, I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot without, you know, but what do you think about, like, film industries now? It's like kind of like the Poltergeist, the remake of the Poltergeist, and they got thrown. Damn it, give me a tennis ball that flies into the lake. No, a drone? Really? What the hell is this?
Well, I didn't watch.
Like,
go ahead. Hold on, friend. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Does everybody see the point that I'm making? It's like everything
is
like dry. No, give me wet.
Well, I was just going to say, I didn't watch Poltergeist, the remake. I love the original. But as far as I know, like Poltergeist itself, the original, is like PG, if I'm correct. And,
right.
That movie was probably one of the most horrifying movies I'd ever seen as a kid. And then, yeah, people are, like, so afraid of, like, PG-13 horror, and I don't want to watch a movie that's PG-13. And I'm like, you can make some really James Wan proves you can make a fucking good, you know, excuse my language, but you can make a really good, what is it?
It all the time.
Okay. You can make a really good movie, PG-13, like Insidious. I believe the first Insidious was PG-13, if I'm correct. And you can make good PG-13 horror. You just gotta, PG, it's very hard to make a PG movie these days, anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, because they changed the rating system and all that shit.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you know, the idea of a good horror movie is the suspense behind it.
Right.
You know,
and
you don't know what's going to happen next thing. That's what does it. You know, that's what scares you because you don't know what's coming around the corner. You know,
exactly.
I mean, trust me, I have scared the shit out of a lot of my friends watching horror movies just because they were so easy to scare. But,
right.
You know, all you have to do is wait for the right moment. And it could be the music or the all of a sudden it got quiet. And it's so easy to scare the shit out of people. I do that all the time.
Yeah, and you know what? Devney Penn, who I worked with on three different projects, she had told me at one point, she said, you would be a great PG-13 horror guy, Jonathan. And I was like, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Like, some people would find that as an insult and be like,
right,
screw you, you know, right? And because they want to be all hardcore and stuff. But I'm like, that would actually be pretty fun. I mean, I don't mind doing The Invited is very PG-13. And
yes,
that,
it is.
And I love that. And Jackie loves that because it's something that teenagers or kids can watch, you know, and enjoy. And the parents can watch. And there's no cursing and there's no very freaking strange for me. I curse like a motherfucker on my, you know, in my movies. But that movie has no cursing, has no no real violence, so to speak, and stuff, and everything is in set. I mean, it is kind of scary and it's kind of spooky, but it's not, you know, it's just a fun little movie, and to me, and we're excited. We hope to shoot more in like April or May, if we can get some funding for it to finish the rest.
People.
I mean, my favorite thing will be to work with Robin Sidney from Ginger Dead Man and all this other stuff.
Oh, that's a good resume.
You
what?
See,
that's really cool. I know who you're talking about.
You know Robin? Yeah, she's a sweetheart.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was going to say something, too. It's like, it's been a while since I've seen Sun Invited, and you guys can all watch it over off of YouTube, I believe.
Yep.
And, you know, go give it a shot, you know. I agree with you. It's one of those short little films that anybody can watch. And I agree. There's no, you know, swearing. There's, you know, it's a nice little ghost story that you want people to, you know, continue it to see what's going to happen next.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff
yeah,
like that.
And,
so.
And I have to give her on credit. I was like, okay. I didn't know that tonight was Super Bowl Sunday, and I'm sorry, do you want to schedule for Monday night? He was like, no. And I love your, I mean, I know we've got listeners. They're tuning in, and I know they're there.
And even if they're not, your archives, I'm sure, go off the hook.
The numbers are there right now. And I love your company. You're like,
okay, Francie, you still there? Dawn?
I'm still here.
Okay.
It's Francie's phone, I think. For good's sake, woman. No, but again, you know, I kind of like you and like Tom Sawyer saved me. Today's Tom Sawyer. Sorry, Tom. But yeah, again, you know, I look forward to seeing what you and Jackie come up with in the
yeah,
second
I mean,
part
we've
of
got,
the.
Yeah, the second part will hopefully be with Morgan Tyler, who's my co-host for a radio show. She'll be in the second episode, and Roberto Lombardi is set for that one, and Michael Emery will be in it too. And all of them are just wonderful actors. And I mean, I can't like be more excited, you know, to work with people who I just admire as artists. You've talked to Morgan. You know how much she's. She's just
yes,
really into acting, you know, and everything. So she's going to do a great job.
And I have full faith in her because she, you know, sounds like she's like, hi there, I am totally a robot. No, I'm just joking, Morgan. Don't kill me. She's probably going to come back as a Terminator and terminate me.
Nah.
Hey, what's your thing? Die. No. But no, that's great though, and good luck, Morgan. I look forward to seeing that when it comes out. You know, and it boggles the mind, you know, with all projects that you got. Yes.
Yeah, Joe. Do you have any more questions about the films I've done, or?
Here we go. We'll go back to Slumber Party Massacre. Part 8, if there is an 8, I'm just joking, people. So how long ago did you
There's
film that?
Always get you call 8.
I filmed that, let's see, we started shooting, the first short that we did for it was Valentine's Prey, and that was shot in February of 2010, I want to say. So,
wow.
Yeah, okay. So 2010, and then we finished shooting in, like, I think it was January or February of 2012, like right before we were supposed to get all of it edited and finished up and everything. And then we pretty much released it, I think it was April or so of, when was that? Blood on the Beach was when we released it. Because we got a table at Blood on the Beach and we all, like, were out there promoting it and stuff. And so the finished product of it. So, yeah, it took about 2 years pretty much to finish, from the start to the finish. And it was great. It was a great experience.
That's very cool, Jonathan.
Yeah, I got a question for you, Jonathan.
So,
okay, now, Joe asked you who would you like to work with. Okay, now here's a better one, okay? If there was somebody you would love to work with that is not no longer with us, who would be the one person you'd like to work with that, you know, out of all of them that are no longer with us?
Well, I would like to bring back my friend Shelby, who just unfortunately passed away recently, and work with her again. That sounds really weird, but this last year, right after Halloween, coming back from a Halloween party, she unfortunately died in a car accident, and it was probably one of the hardest, like, blows of my life to hear. I mean, to see it on Facebook that, you know, like, people that you knew saying that she died and everything, and they can't believe it, and going to her funeral and everything was just one of the hardest things in my life. So I would love to bring her back and give her something where she can star and shine and everything like that.
That's cool.
Yeah. That's what I would do. And I think her parents would be happy to see her again. So, you know.
Yeah.
So that's what I would do. I wouldn't want to work with somebody who, you know, some celebrity or something, because, like, honestly, you know, I could work with any of the living celebrities that I could if I had a chance, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'd rather have somebody who I actually loved and wish that she was still here with us. And she is. She's with us in spirit. Literally.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, and if you watch The Invited, she is the ghost girl in it. She's a ghost mother in it. She plays this ghost that appears with, like, two other kids. And to me, it's really weird to watch that, because it's like, okay, she's unfortunately passed on, and, you know, and she actually left two kids, one boy and one girl. So it's really weird to look at that, because I'm like, in a way, I'm like, did I just freaking foreshadow her death? You know, sadly, scarily. So every time I see that, that's all I can think of her is how much I miss her and how much I, you know, weird how that is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. That's my answer.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
Yeah.
And I love your answer because, you know, my stepfather, Tony, I love you. He's my biological father, and I got to say that. Tony, I love you. But I know exactly what you're saying because, you know, you got this other father that's, like, gripping a hold of you. Wow, that was actually pretty cool what you said, because you've got this father and everything. Joe?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay,
are
you talking?
No.
Okay. Yeah, but you got, like, this stepfather, and he's, like, embracing your life, and everything about his life is coming to you.
Yeah. were you talking to Joe about that? Hello?
She disappear again.
Oh, good Lord.
Malfunction.
Hey, Joe, are you still there? Okay,
yeah.
Are we the...
Holy crap, here we go again.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
No.
Oh,
okay.
There he is.
Yeah.
We thought
last
we lost
time
you,
it was,
Joe.
Last
oh,
time it
yeah,
was,
I'm just here.
You can
I
ask Joe.
Like
last
to,
time something like that happened, it was me and Joe, and we kind of almost finished the whole show.
That's right.
Wow, is her phone just not working real well or something?
I guess. I don't know. It's like, it's really odd because it's like sometimes as we always call Francie joking around, we always call her mute, Francie the mute weatherman because she'll accidentally mute herself. And it's like, Francie, and then all of a sudden she'll come back and realize, oh, I put myself on mute. And it's
It should be instead of Francie and Friends, it should be a Francie of the Dead. You know, she just rises.
There you go.
We're dead. We're the dead people. You know, but no, again, go ahead, Don.
You can ask Joe. The ongoing joke with Francie is because we'll do the like when we do the Halloween shows and stuff like that, or we'll get into these weird subjects, and she'll say, you know, you really have a dark side. And apparently I really do have a dark side because everybody tells me that.
I think everybody has a dark side. Just some people don't embrace it as much as others. Speaking of which, I just got a message from Jackie, by the way. I had told her this idea that I had for a comedy thing, and she's been really, really, really wanting to break out into comedy and stuff.
Hey,
and I've been wanting to eventually do comedy as well, you know, as horror, because that's how I started out. So I wanted to be the next Kevin Smith originally, and then as time went on, it just didn't work out that way originally. In fact, I'm doing the exact opposite of Kevin Smith. I'm starting in horror and then going into comedy. And freaking Kevin Smith is starting in comedy and going into horror territory. So it's great, you know. And I met him once. He's a really nice guy.
Oh, I like the dark side. The dark side's a hell of a lot more fun.
Yeah.
Yes. Hey,
there's nothing more fun than terrorizing your friends while watching a horror movie.
Hold on. I think Francie's back.
It sounds like she's fading in and out.
Yeah, she is.
Francie.
And I think that might be Nick in the background, but, you know.
Oh,
but,
man.
Again. But, you know, you got to love this show.
Yeah.
Joe,
do you have any more questions?
Oh, well, let's see. Where can people catch your films, your website?
Well, we've got, we've got a YouTube channel for Sick Flick Productions. Ben the Invited is on its own channel as well. It's on a YouTube channel. Vimeo as well. And also, I've done some acting for other people, especially like John Johnson, who is the filmmaker who did like the Plan 9 remake. And,
yes, indeed.
Where I have a nice little cameo as a grave zombie, as I am credited on IMDb, but not apparently credited on the actual movie. You know.
Wow.
I got to see that movie 3 times so far, and I love it. It is
very cool.
Yeah, it rivals. Well, it's actually better than the original, you know, because the original is one of the worst movies of all time. But so it's definitely a better movie. But it's more fun. They take jabs at the original, and it's a lot. It's a good movie, you know.
Yeah.
And that should actually be coming out on DVD in about 3 months from this month. So. I think probably around, May or June, hopefully,
very
on DVD.
Cool.
Nope.
Very
so
cool.
You get, and then I've got, there's Bike School that's out and available on DVD, as well as it's available on Vimeo on demand. So I acted in that. I have a little cameo that we filmed at Here's the Care Weekend a couple years ago. We shot this like scene in a hotel room with my friend Roberto Lombardi, who plays Dracula in The Dracula's War, and Stro, who's my wrestling buddy, who's always comes and hangs out with me, and Ophelia Rain is in it too, and she's a adult film star slash you know.
Okay.
Are they having a little?
Sorry about that.
Who are they talking to?
Yes, there we go. Yes, sorry. I was getting some cake.
Oh, nice.
Well, you know, that's why I was like trying to keep the noise down, but I figured I'd let you guys listen in.
Oh, that's awesome.
Cool. You know, the funny part is with this is my next door neighbor and I, we share the same birthday, but by a few different years. So we celebrate our birthdays together. And stuff like that, and it was like, okay, cake, okay, cool. I was like, just going to say, Don, just ask Jonathan a question while I duck out for a minute.
Yeah, see how he is? He's sitting there chowing down on cake, and we get nothing.
I know,
well,
seriously.
Hey, if you want
a cake, man,
I'll give you a cake.
That's like messed up, huh?
Well, hey, I'll give you cake, and you'll like it too.
That's not a dirty.
No, I know.
That's not a dirty
joke. That's a bad joke.
Yeah, Joe.
The dark side of
Joe
came out.
Yeah. You want some cake? I'll give you some cake.
That's right.
I mean, seriously, you know?
Well,
if everybody didn't live on the other side of the damn states, you know, I might have a little more fun at times.
That's true.
I know. Where do you live,
Jonathan?
I'm in
Jonathan,
Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's where
Jonathan.
Everybody's at.
Yeah, Pennsylvania. Yep. California.
Eliza Jane's out there. Freaking a lot of my friends are out in Pennsylvania. My friend Mary's out there. Are you saying out Mary Shore? Where is she? I think they're. Where are they from? I didn't even say it on their thing. Well, hey, you know, so my friend, by the way, I have to, my friend just finished Scary Story Slumber Party, and despite the fact that he started off kind of saying all these negative things, at the end,
uh-huh.
he said he liked it. So I'm, you know.
There you go.
You know, of course, he didn't like some of the things that he was watching or whatever, and, you know, all this stuff.
I'm
from Pittsburgh area.
No, yeah, see, I'm in Meadville, so that's like Pittsburgh would be about like 3 or 4 hours.
Well, I know that's
away.
Where Mary is from because or the Pittsburgh area because I went to a horror convention out there called God, what is it called? I went to Gettysburg one before, but this other one I went to is Pittsburgh one that was like. It was a first-time convention, and I wasn't even a guest. I was just there to come visit, and I got to meet some awesome people, and I also got to meet some people that scared the shit out of me. By the way...
I like to scare the shit out of people. My friends don't like it so much, but I think it's pretty damn funny.
I will say that Fred the Hammer Williamson does not like you calling him Fred Williamson. He makes you call him the Hammer, you know? I was interviewing him for Independent Corner TV a long time ago when I was trying to start that out. And I said, this is Fred Williamson. And he goes, the Hammer. And I was like, this is spread to Amber Wavesen. And, like, yeah, I was just like, oh, my God. And that whole thing got really awkward. He did not like any of my questions. I don't think he'll ever see the light of day. And no, after that, I was, like, scared to ever, like, meet him again, you know? Like,
see, I'm like 5 foot nothing. I don't care. The bigger they are, the harder they fall anyway.
Hey, he's probably a nice guy. Like, and maybe I just caught him on a bad day, and that's probably the case.
I think part of it is when you're this short, you just have to naturally be mean.
Yeah.
And of course, I'm originally from New Jersey, so girls in New Jersey are always a lot meaner anyway.
Yeah. That's how it is.
We appreciate it. You know, I mean, hey.
Yeah.
Nobody else might
yes.
not like it, but we appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a thing that's not far from here. It's in Erie, PA. And it's called Erie Fest. And you should look it up and check that out because it's really cool. They have a lot of stuff going on, and it's pretty cool.
Well, my next convention that I'm planning to go to is all the way out in Texas. It's going to be my third time going to Texas Frightmare Weekend. Love that.
Oh,
convention.
I love Texas.
Oh, my
Very
goodness.
Cool,
Dallas,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I'm excited.
Awesome. That's where my youngest one was born. He was born in Texas. So he may live here, but he will always tell you that he's from Texas. That's it.
He's a Texan. All right.
There is no ifs, ands, or buts. He's from Texas.
I will tell Joe that Joe should get his butt out to Texas Primary because there's a ton of awesome guests that are going to be there, like Danielle Harris will be there and Robert England. And
I like Robert.
Oh, my God. All right. So the first time I ever met him, my friend got me to go all the way up to, all the way up, but we went up to Monster Mania in Maryland, and he wanted to get, you know, Robert England's picture, and he brought his, like, he brought his own glove, you know, for Robert to wear, and so I went to take the picture, so I'm the guy to take the picture, and I'm waiting in the line, huge freaking line, it was just ridiculously big, and we waited, and, you know, we walked up there, and I'm trying to figure out how to do his phone, and I'm like camera illiterate, you know, when it comes to things. So I should have probably just gave it to the manager to figure out. But I was like, I want to do it. So I was doing the picture and trying to figure it out. And there's Robert with the glove on his hand, putting his arm, you know, hands around, around my friend's neck, and he's waiting, and then he goes, just a picture, bitch.
Yeah.
I swear to God, oh my God. He did it. He said it exactly like Freddy Krueger. I probably just came a little or whatever when he did that. That was like the best thing ever, you know, that ever happened.
That's cool.
Yeah. So he probably does it a lot, you know?
Yeah.
So a lot of people have the same story, but, man, that was just so awesome. And, I mean, it didn't make me want to it didn't make me go quicker on trying to figure it out. It just made me go, oh, my God, Freddy Krueger just called me bitch.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That would have been cool. That would have been cool.
Yeah. And then
that
would have
been worthy of not just a picture, but a video, you know?
Then I saw him at Texas Frightmare the next year. And I wanted to go up to and talk to him, right? But, like, people would swarm him when he's trying to, like, get checked into the hotel. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to leave him alone, you know? He's already got enough people kind of harassing him or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, he's just trying to freaking get checked into the hotel. And, you know, people are coming up asking for pictures.
There's definitely a time and place for it.
Yeah. So, I mean, the time and place is when you go up there to get your picture taken with them or whatever, you know, or get his autograph. So, I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, you know, talk about fun conventions and all that, which there are tons of them.
gotta love them. They're all over the place. Just sort of like the one convention that I've been going to of late for the last few good years and doing interviews is a convention called Monster Palooza.
I've heard of that.
Which was in Burbank, but they've now moved to the Pasadena Convention Center. And if you like makeup and effects and all that, this is the convention for you. You know,
I definitely want to check it
Joe,
out.
Joe, that's the one we were talking about, right? Where Cheney's family was going to be there.
Yes. So
okay, don't forget. You promised you were going to try and get me an autograph.
I'll get you an autograph. I will do something with them.
Hey, Joe.
That's for my son. My son is a large Cheney fan. His favorite movie of all time, like I was telling Joe, is The Wolfman. That's like his ultimate favorite movie.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
The original or the remake?
Yeah.
The original.
Oh,
with
nice.
Vaughn.
He's 18 years old, but he loves all the old classic movies.
That's
what I raised him up with, you know, because that's where it all started, you know.
Yeah.
We also got him, the movie Nosferatu.
Nice.
You know, because that's the original Dracula, you know.
All right. Okay, Jonathan, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I wanted to mention this, and I'm not going to point any names or call anybody out or anything like that, but there was a time a few years ago or a couple years ago or something that people were, that certain people were trying to kick people out of the conventions that they were part of. And I think you know who I'm talking about or what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
And I kind of like, you know, to me, if I don't have a professional relationship with somebody, meaning I don't like that person professionally or something.
Right.
I don't, I wouldn't care if they're still at the same convention that I'm at, but some people try to still like would probably try to kick me out, you know, of that convention. And I think that's wrong to do unless I'm like a danger to somebody.
Let's say hypothetically, I'll use me as an example. Let's say I didn't like you for whatever reason, and me and you are going to be guests at the same convention, and I'm posting all over the place going, I'm going to kick your, you know, ass or something physical, you know.
Uh-huh.
Then, you know, which would never be the case, but I agree with you.
No, I knew this one girl, this one actress, who told me at another convention that she brought her boyfriend as a bodyguard, basically, and he was a big dude. And I said, why do you need a bodyguard right now? And she said, well, because there was a certain filmmaker, who actually, like, is crazy and has said they were going to come to that convention and, you know, like, come after her, basically. And she just wanted to make sure they didn't and everything was fine. But the point was, like, if that were the case, yes, I can understand you telling people I can't have that person there because I might be in immediate harm, you know.
Right.
And that person was kind of not banned necessarily, but not allowed to be a guest, and since they weren't allowed to be a guest, they didn't want to come anyway, I don't think. So it's just, you got to be very careful. There are crazy people in the industry. However, there are crazy people that think they're normal as well.
Right.
So, you know.
Right. It goes, of course, you know, I agree. I don't see, you know, as long as there is no physical danger to anybody, anyone should be able to go or be a guest at a convention regardless, you know.
Yeah, and they shouldn't have to be afraid that somebody's going to start trouble.
Right. And the thing is, it's like, for example, you know, like let's say, again, me, you know, like say, hey, if I can't stand so-and-so, Can you please situate me, you know, like somewhere further away from so-and-so so that we don't have to see one another, you know?
Yeah.
And
is this,
so...
Is this show about to cut off in like a minute or so, or does it go
a
little longer than that?
I haven't heard nothing.